I am very pleased to have the opportunity to speak to you today about a subject that is very personal indeed. I am a Chinese American. I was born in Dallas, Texas. I knew growing up that my parents had immigrated from China. And that was all I ever knew. Until one fateful evening, it was in New York City in 1980, I believe it was 82, when I took a stroll in the city with a very distinguished lawyer who was a past president of the American Immigration Lawyer Association, a gentleman by the name of Benjamin Gimm. Ben Gimm was a Chinese citizen who was born in Utah. He told me that his father had come from China and was the son, and his grandfather was one of the first to come to the United States to work on the railroad. And when the railroad was completed in Promontory Point, Utah, the Chinese either went on and built other railroads or they dispersed and then they went into various businesses such as laundries and restaurants, cafes, what have you. Understand at that time, nobody wanted to hire Chinese. And Ben told me, he asked, "Harry, do you know anything about your parents, how they came?" And I said, "Ben, to be honest with you, no, I don't, other than the fact that my dad came as a citizen." And he says, "You might want to check into that." I said, "Well, why would I want to check in?" He said, "The Chinese of your father's generation have a history that they're not quite proud of, and that is how they came, how they came to the America." And I suspect your father was a paper son. That was the first time I'd ever heard of the term paper son. And sure enough, in my, in lack of a better term, in my research, I discovered through government records, in fact, my father was a paper son. And what he went through is the story of my presentation today. So I am going to talk about the early Chinese immigration and their exclusion and the story of Fei Ging Zhou, a paper son of Texas, my father. Let's go back to the early parts of the history of Chinese immigration in the United States. First of all, what we're seeing here is we're going back to the early 1830s and the 40s. At that time, the United States was still a relatively young nation, and there were two competing immigration forces. On the West Coast were the Chinese. On the East Coast were the Irish. If many of you will recall, the reason for the Irish coming to the United States between 1845 and 1850, what they called the vast immigration, it was because of the potato famine in Ireland. Because of a fungus that was transported in potato seeds that came from the U.S. to Ireland, that infection infected the ground throughout all of Ireland, and they were not able to produce viable potato crops for years. That led to mass starvation and consequently the Irish immigration. On the West Coast, the Chinese came to the United States from a particular region in Guangdong Province. This region is called the CE region. And in my materials, there is a map of four counties that adjoin the Pearl River estuary.